Hi, everybody. It's Greg Golden. A rainy Saturday morning, kind of gloomy, and the air's thick and moist, and it just kind of reflects my feelings this morning. We had a beautiful experience last night at East Forsyth High School. As South Forsyth and East Forsyth opened the season with a scrimmage over there. They're terrific hosts. Got a great staff in the press box. We'll tell you all about them when we figure out how we're going to review that contest. It was a great podcast. Todd Spencer making his debut. Head coach James Thompson making his debut. Cordell Stewart, of course, is the offensive coordinator of the War Eagles. A beautiful setting. The crowd was great. South fans showed up, made noise. I'm telling you, that last interception, a late pick late in that game that pretty much sealed it. I don't remember if he scored. I think he did score. I think it was like a 70-yard pick.
Editor's note, Ollie Stark did take a 75-yard interception into the end zone, but it was called back for a block in the back. South would score on that possession.
Thanks, I don't know. Me and Todd are going to review it because the game did not record. That's correct. The game did not record, and so those of you that tuned in, and listen, it was a big audience. And I'm sure that everybody who wanted somebody to be there was there. And we're just not going to be able to turn it over. The team will be able to watch the film, obviously. I had a thought, and I don't know how real this is going to be, or could turn out to be, but I thought, can we get a hold of the game film? And me and Todd will just sit down and recall it with the game film.
Editor's note, this is not going to happen again. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to get up with him, and we're going to review some of the thank yous from that game. I'm telling you what, a whole bunch of people helped out, stood out, and the music was jamming. But I'm going to get together with Todd, and we're going to figure out a way to review it and name some names and just get that out there. Because it was a fantastic evening. You ask anybody, Todd Spencer is a born radio analyst. And his vision and insight last night was refreshing. So anyway, I'm so sorry. We're not going to have a replay for you. We're going to relive it in our hearts. We worked hard for that. Getting up into the press box and getting out of the press box. And it's always a chore, but those steps seemed a little steeper last night. I don't know. So please forgive me. I'm going to tell you why now. I'm going to get a little technical with you guys and tell you what happened. So Mixlr is my streaming service. They're based in London, England. I've been with them 10 years. And for 10 years, when you open up a new podcast, you could start and you get an instant recording started. It's instant. For 10 years been that way. So I just found out now that Mixlr has added a new element to their page. And, you know, I didn't get the memo, of course. But with something like this, let me just tell you what happened. All right, first of all, like I said, 10 years, start, record. Now, there's a new little, tiny little button that you have to click to engage that says rec. It's kind of a unique design, and I'm sure I'm going to like it moving forward, but I didn't know you had to do that. So now you have to click record before you click start in order to engage the recording. So it's a new step that I didn't know about. We've had this happen now a couple of times. Me and Todd have. But I've already sent Mixlr a scathing letter. Let me put something like this out there. You need to send out an email that says, please click this box to let us know you got this message. You know? That's a pretty important step, you know? Start, record. Oh, record, start, record. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm blaming Mixer all the way. I mean, it was a grand evening. And many thanks to Todd and Bridget Spencer, the producers of last night's podcast. No more associate producers. These guys are in the mix, making the call, making decisions, monitoring the podcast. Bridge was hand signaling. Bridge and Todd were hand signals all night long. It was fantastic. The game, too. Just a quick overview of my opinion. I think these guys came out and really showed some moxie. In our coach's corner prior to this game, this scrimmage, I mentioned to Coach Thompson my feeling that you always have to match the intensity of your opponent. I think that's rule number one. You have to go out there ready to take a punch in the mouth and give it right back. And in doing so, you can very often take a little bit of a attitude control in the game. And I think that's what we saw last night. I thought that was a terrific part of the strategy, the flow of the game. Coach Thompson's kids went out there. And, it wasn't pretty in the first few series. You know, there's some errant passes to wide open receivers. There was just some short drives into the red zone that didn't produce. And, through the first couple of series, we were looking for them to shake that off. And I said, listen, these guys, I was watching Will Watkins for one thing and his footwork. You know what I've always told him? 3-step drop, 5-step drop, get it out quick. And he was on that all night long. And he looked really good starting when he started to deliver. The running game was producing tremendously all night long. And the field position game was on South's favor. They ended up getting the football right at midfield, right on the 50-yard line, half dozen times in the course of the game. And went out there and performed. I mean, seriously, on both sides of the ball. A lot of questions on defense, but there was a lot of kids out there. We called a lot of names. And, again, when me and Todd review this game, we'll give you kind of an idea. I'm going to look into that, calling a game over the tape. I wonder if I can get my hands on that. I'll find out and see. I'll go with Todd and see if he wants to do that, and maybe we'll do that for you and have some fun that way.
Editor's note, this is not going to happen. Again, it's not going to happen.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, I know now that you have to click record before you click start on Mixler in order to record your podcast. So we'll never have this mistake again. But those of you that tuned in, man, you were on it, weren't you? That Todd Spencer's a natural. He was really good. Bridget's a tremendous producer. She was on, and she was even taking the footage of Gabe, who had 2 sacks. Sophomore Gabe Spencer had 2 sacks on the night. And we'll talk about a lot more about the players and what we saw and who made plays in lieu of a recording of the game itself. We'll give credit where credit's due to Coach Thompson and Coach Stewart. The offense was very creative. I'm telling you, man, we saw a bunch of different formations. We even saw the H-back once or twice. But the biggest kick was the full house backfield. So somewhere in the second quarter, I don't know, I guess it was about the 20-yard line and heading into the red zone. And all of a sudden, the 3 backs come out, 3 abreast. They stretch their arms out, touching fingertips. And quarterback's under center. I'm telling you what, man, the full house was 3 times, 4 times, I think they ran that last night. That was totally refreshing. So hats off to a terrific offensive game call. And then defensively, the kids ran to the football. They absolutely ran to the football like crazy. And a lot of guys stepped up and made plays to stop drives. That was the key. They stopped a lot of drives. In fact, they stopped so many drives that they kept East Forsyth scoreless in the second half. They weren't supposed to be keeping score last night. They told us they weren't keeping score, but me and Todd were. And we kept score all night long. It was 10-10 at halftime. And listen, a really nice battle in the first half. East got up 7-0, and then South came back with a field goal. And then later scored a touchdown and went up 10-7. And then 3 minutes ago in the first half, East Forsyth went 80 yards. Almost. It went 60 yards. And, no, I guess they got all the way down into the end of the, within the 5-yard line and decided to kick a field goal. So at half, it was 10-10. But, you know, they weren't keeping score. But in the second half, Will came out to start the second half. I know Coach wanted him to come out and, you know, come out of the locker room and get that drive in, that first drive in. So that, you know, he knows what the field's like. He's got that. He's starting to get that experience going into, the, you know, another scrimmage, which we'll have. I guarantee we'll have it for you recorded. Of course, we're going to do it live as well. But now I know you got to hit record before you hit start in Mixlr. But, you know, the late interception was really pretty, and I can't remember names right now. There were so many names we called last night. And, again, me and Todd are going to review them. But that late pick, and I think it was a pick six, like a 70-yard pick six.
Editor's note. Again, called back for a block in the back, but they would score on that possession.
That sealed the game. The South fans were going nuts. Oh, my goodness. We were looking across the field, you know, because they were on the visitor's side over there. We were in a press box up above the field. And it was just amazing. Got to give credit to the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. The school resource officers, or SROs, out there. Corporal Bree and Deputy Don. I couldn't have had better assistance getting to that press box. They were very patient. They kept saying, "We want to do what you want to do." And I'm like, "No, please tell me." You know, getting up into the press box is a challenge, but I like the challenge because it's a physical challenge. And I get to move my muscles a little bit and work to try to stay in at least a little bit of shape to get up in there. But thanks so much. Bray and Don, for your excellent assistance and the assistance of the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. You guys are brilliant, and we're going to look into our guys there at South Forsyth too, our SROs. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that know this dude, and I think somebody told me he was on a sideline last night. I know who he is, but I don't have a relationship with him. I've never sat and talked to him, but I will now. He's going to help get me up those steps. You better believe it. It was 66 last night up into the press box at East Forsyth. So we had a crew. My lovely wife, Carol Ray, was there pushing my butt, grabbing my belt to help me get up there. I had a belt, too, one of those yellow assist belts you can strap on. I had one of those. And they got me up in there. Oh, man, they had a rolling office chair waiting for me when I got to the press box. So that was lovely.
Editor's note. Todd was on both bags. That's right. He carried both bags.
And a nice, boy, it's a nice, the stadium's only 4 years old. And so everything's beautiful and new. And the press box is sparkling. And they had a nice wood floor all across. Faux wood, of course, but it was nice and flat, and I was able to roll my chair. They helped me roll my chair into position, and it was a great view, and we were right there where the announcers making the call and playing the music, and we had a speaker right on top of us, and they were rocking. Me and Todd were rocking out too, so we'll try it again this coming Friday night. We got to find out if, in fact, this game's going to be at home. They made the announcement a couple of weeks ago that I guess Coach had got together with the North Springs coach, and North Springs has agreed to play that scrimmage here. So South doesn't have to play like five road games in a row to open the season, which is pretty much out of four, I guess, how it would have turned out. But so we're supposed to play at South against North Springs next Friday night, 7:30. Everything but run backs, and then they're gonna dress the quarterbacks up, and we thought the refs were a little mincy too, on, you know, some quarterbacks a touch was a down, a sack, and we had those a couple of times, and we thought, but I'm telling you. Let me tell you something about this kid, Will Watkins, at quarterback. And I've talked about him a lot, but he's the leader of this offense, and it's very clear that they all trust him, and you know, they're gonna go right to the wall for him. And a couple of those little touchy downs that turned into sacks, he was busting through a couple of guys. And he had a step, and he had green grass, nothing but in front of him, 15, 20 at least, you know. And he was through and gone. And if this was a real game, that would have been a big game. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes, you know, in the future. Because he's quick and mobile, and he's worked really good, really well in his footwork. Yeah, three-step drop, five-step drop, get rid of the ball. The rest of the team, again, me and Todd are going to get together and we're going to talk about it. He was able to name billions of names last night. It was so great. And those of you, this is why you need to tune in and listen to it live, because there's no guarantee what's going to happen after that. You're working with Greg Golden here, famous for, you know, screw-ups. I'm the guy who forgot his dongle. Up at Dawson County. Yeah, I forgot the dongle. And but we did it over the phone. There's always a way around it, you know? I got myself in trouble before at North Forsyth. That's another story. I'll save that one. I'm going to wrap it up here. Thanks. If you got to the end of this, you're a sports freak. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for listening. I'm going to catch up with Todd a little bit later today and see if we can arrange getting together. And I want to do it together. I don't want to do it over the phone. I want us to get together, because it was all about togetherness last night. We pulled off a fantastic podcast. You ask anybody. We pulled off a fantastic podcast. If it had been recorded, I would submit it for an award. Todd was that good. And you know, now let's face it. Like I say, I make everybody sound better. But Todd brings that natural ability. He's gifted. He's been doing it his whole life in the living room. And so he really stepped up last night. He was super prepared. And during the course of the podcast, here's the other thing that I was so impressed with. Was he had his notepad out there and he was jotting down notes, and he had the chat actually pulled up on his laptop screen, and so he was able to come in and work that chat, which is such a big part of our podcast. And if you folks are tuned in, all you folks you know, in the chat, and Annie Amy was there. God bless his sister. Lovely to see you. Harrison Spencer's uncle is now Gabe Spencer's uncle, okay? What a great move. He made that transition live during the podcast, all right? Live during the podcast. That was a sweet move, Chuck. We dug that. We found out that Golf Girl, I thought she was in L.A., but she's pretty close. She's in, where is she? She's in the space city there in Alabama. Huntsville? I don't know. I've been crying for hours, so I'm just pulling myself together now to get up here and try to give you all the explanation of what went down. Remember, you got to hit record before you hit start now on Mixler in order to record your program or podcast or whatever you're doing. But so much thanks to everybody. Cindy Watkins and her sister Dawn were in the press box. They did a great job. And their father was able to hear that up in New York. So I'm not worried about the recording. I know they'd love it. You know what? All Cindy did, the whole podcast, you know, she's a Buckeye. And I'm a Wolverine. And she just sat there and pounded me the whole time with little good. She goofed me one time. It was so funny. She goofed on me when I asked her about her son. And I said, so what do you think of the performance of number two out there this evening? And she goes, who? Number two? Tiffy totally off guard. And I looked at her. And I was like, and Todd looks at me and he laughs and he goes, she's dogging you, man. And she did, man. Totally took me. It was great to see Dawn. They're listening, the family's listening every week up in New York, but it was nice to have her in and gave us a little bit of an update on the family and everything. So I don't know when the next time we'll get that. Oh, you know what? They told me that Cindy's family, Pop said everybody's going to be in town, I think, the 17th.
Editor's note. This date has not been verified. Again, the date has not been verified, but we have assurances that Pops is going to be in the booth soon.
It'll be a great halftime show. Let me tell you that. I can promise you that. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Follow me on this. I thank you for your forgiveness. Again, it was a splendid podcast, and everybody that tuned in knows it. And we're so happy and blessed to have you all along. And we're gonna get it recorded next week. I promise you. Remember, you gotta hit record before you hit start. Now in Mixler. Okay, so make that notation and let's move on. God bless y'all. Me and Todd are getting together. We're gonna record something and we'll have it for you soon. Okay. See you next time.